Recording. Thank you. Welcome to the Sunday night There Is a Solution newcomer and returning members meeting of Overeaters Anonymous. Sorry. This meeting is being recorded, so you may visit our website at OAOntario.org, where you'll find this audio recording, additional podcasts, and a place to donate to keep this special service active. The opinions expressed are those of individual OA members and do not represent OA as a whole. Our speaker today is a compulsive overeater, a member who has at least 6 months of abstinence, has recovered through the directions in the Big Book, and maintains recovery on a daily basis. After the share, there'll be time to make a comment or ask a question about the OA program or what the speaker has shared. So, welcome, Marion, a compulsive overeater from, I didn't,
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Thank you.
Yes. So hi, I'm Marion. I'm a little nervous, so please bear with me here. I'm a grateful compulsive overeater who currently lives in Oklahoma. I am 62 years old and a former dumpster fire, which what I was before I got to OA. I had problems with food as far back as I could remember. I was always overweight or extremely underweight, but that was for very brief periods of time in my life. I was the fourth of five children in the home, and I had a parent with mental illness, and that parent was also an alcoholic, but he was medicated for mental illness, which also kept him from drinking. It was dysfunctional, to say the least, to grow up there. But there was love. As warped as it was, there was love in the house. And I have to admit, I was the chubby child of the five, and I just gradually kept getting worse. I had.
Marion, I just got to ask you, I'm the timer. What timer would you like? Would you like a 5 minute warning or 10 minute warning? What would you like?
I say 5 minutes, but I'll probably be nervous and start talking real fast, and I might run out of stuff to say before that. But yeah,
Okay,
okay.
thank you.
Thank you. I hadn't been to church since probably fifth or sixth grade. The priest and my mother had a falling out, and it just devastated her because her faith meant a lot to her. I guess we attended different churches to try and find a new home, but I'm not sure why we didn't land anywhere. So I pretty much grew up without any kind of religious or spiritual background that I can remember. I tried to attend some churches as I got older, the ones that my friends had attended, but however, I just didn't seem to fit anywhere. So the spirituality of this program has really been life-saving for me. I never really realized just how much was missing out of my life. The fact that I know now that I am not in charge and that my higher power is and that he has the master plan for me has been a huge relief for me. I have joked that some of the decisions that I have made previously were way above my pay grade. I did not have the right nor the training and definitely had no business making most of them. The fact that I am now able to stop and have a little conversation with my higher power when I need to has shown me that my life is such mo is just much more manageable now when I don't try and force this square peg into a round hole. By the time I was in junior high, I was obese and gaining weight by the day. I was an easy target to get picked on, and I'm the type of person who cannot hide my feelings. Kids can be cruel, especially starting in junior high school when the girls are all starting to get boyfriends, or I should say, the skinny girls are all starting to get boyfriends. And gym class was awful. We had to change into these hideous, stretchy uniforms. We also had to take showers before we left and went to our next class. That was awful because, once again, kids are cruel. Then came high school. That first year wasn't much better. I was in 10th grade and we got to do a unit in the pool and we had to wear the uniforms that the school provided. So you guessed it, I could not fit into the largest suit that they had. My mother went out and bought me a one-piece suit so I could at least participate and not fail gym class. Of course, my suit didn't match all the other suits, so if I didn't already stick out before, I really stuck out then. And being the hormonal teenager I was, it was just awful. It didn't help that my gym teacher wasn't very understanding about my feelings either. A few months later, not related at all to the swimsuit and the fact that they spent a lot of money on it, and of course, I really wasn't appreciative at the time, my mother said something to me that really hurt my feelings, and I began my dieting nightmare. And I want everyone to know that I do not blame my mom for the path that I took. I was already a compulsive overeater back then. It's nobody's fault. It is just the way that I'm wired. It is just who I am. But then I lost 100 pounds, a lot of my hair, my periods ceased, my family doctor didn't recognize me anymore, and even though at that point my family doctor told my mom that I had to gain weight or he was going to put me in the hospital, I still thought I needed to lose more weight because I wasn't a size 7 like my neighbor and good friend Sheila, who was probably a good at least 7 to 8 inches shorter than I was. I was totally pale, had stretch marks all over my body, and I thought I had some sort of worms because I didn't know what stretch marks were, and I didn't think teenagers got those. But I was still messed up in the head, but probably more than ever at this point. I did crazy, stupid things to keep the weight off, mostly which consisted of excessive exercise when I ate too many calories for that day. I picked a number of calories that I was allotted to eat for that day, and where I came up with that number, I have no rhyme or reason. I have no clue. I just picked a number. And I ate during the day until I reached that number. So if I reached that calorie count by 9 o'clock in the morning, I was done until the next day. I actually got to hear my stomach growl a lot during that time. I got my first boyfriend when I was a sophomore in high school. I didn't have any dating experience at all, and my first boyfriend looked like Rob Lowe. He was a year older than I was and definitely more experienced in dating. And needless to say, that was a pretty dysfunctional relationship, too. That lasted until about halfway through my senior year when I was dumped and devastated. I didn't want to date anyone else and fell into a deep depression. However, I didn't pick up the food. Instead, I was still obsessed with calorie counting in the running. If I ate too many calories, once again, I just started running more mileage for that day. After I graduated high school, without any plans for my future, knowing my parents could not afford to send me to college, not that I even thought about going to college, and I'm not sure why I didn't, because I was an honor society student, I had good grades. I might not have been the brightest bulb in the chandelier, but I do think I would have done okay in college, and I certainly would be able to have graduated. My mom told me that if I got a job, I could live at home and pay room and board. Or if I went to community college, I could live at home, not pay room and board, but I'd have to pay all the costs associated with going to school. So, not wanting to get into debt, I did the next best thing. I joined the army. I took the Army Band clarinet audition and passed because at that time my clarinet playing was pretty much like my eating, which was excessive. I ended up joining the Army and became a clarinet player, and I came to find out that the Army was more obsessed with my weight than I was, so this just played into my disease. I also was of drinking age now, away from home, earning a paycheck, with no bills to pay. And I had money to burn. Looking back, I probably should have started investing back then. But in my family, people, we just survived. We didn't thrive. I didn't see actually people retire and enjoy life. I learned back then that I could go to the bowling alley, which is the only place on base where we could drink. And I would get a couple drinks in me and realize that I started thinking about food again. And so I ended up gaining a lot of weight. I was flagged by the Army and put on the weight control program. I had to do weekly weigh-ins where I was required to at least lose weight at a minimum of 3 to 8 pounds a month. So once again, I had to start doing all the crazy, stupid things so I wouldn't get discharged from the army, because that would have been so embarrassing to my family, and I didn't want to embarrass them. And they were so proud of me for being a clarinet player in the army. So I managed to graduate from the School of Music, which I actually played well enough to graduate early at 3 months, instead of going the full 6 months that it normally took. However, due to the lack of me not wanting to learn my scales, because I didn't think my private lesson teacher knew what she was talking about, and I was just going to be stubborn and do it my way. And of course, I knew the best way. I ended up staying there the full 6 months and had to learn my scales anyway. Go figure. So when I ended up at my permanent duty station, it was nice. However, now I didn't have to eat in the chow hall anymore. They gave us separate rations, which means extra money per month to feed ourselves on the economy, which for me is not a good thing. Also, I still dabbled in drinking, which always led to me stopping the drinks and starting to cram food in my mouth again. I ended up meeting my now ex-husband at this duty assignment. We were both in the army, and he would make comments on my weight, which at this point was well within the normal army weight standard for my age and my height. Even though mentally I was more obsessed with the numbers on the scale because the army kept telling me about them, they kept reminding me about them. After a few years of being married, I decided it was time for us to have a baby. We had very different careers in the army, and when I was pregnant, I decided I wanted to get out of the army and become a stay-at-home mom. So 1 month before my due date, I got out. This made me become a dependent, which was scary to me. Being dependent on somebody else just made me really nervous. When I was pregnant, I gained 90 pounds. And guess what? The army wasn't too happy with me. Needless to say, I started having complications due to the excess weight that I was carrying. My blood pressure went dangerously high pretty quick. And I pretty much was put on bed rest except for 4 hours a day, and I couldn't do any type of exercise. And of course, I was eating for two. And I once heard someone say that when she was pregnant, if she wanted a cookie, it was because the baby wanted the cookie, and her baby wasn't going to miss out on any cookies. So I adopted that frame of mind too. But getting out of the army and being a stay-at-home mom isolated me from people. Everyone I knew was in the army, and they were at work. After I had my first daughter, I lost about 70 pounds of that weight, but then I got pregnant again pretty quick after that. Gained almost all the same amount of the weight, but it just didn't come off this time. I was miserable. A couple of my friends who were still in the army at that time told me about OA. They had started going and both were losing weight. So I went to a couple meetings with them. I didn't get a sponsor. I didn't do any of the steps or any of the work that needed to be done. And I never even heard of the words big book. I did, however, adopt the 3 meals a day, no snacks or no obvious sugar diet. I managed to lose a lot of weight and I looked pretty good. We ended up moving to a couple different duty assignments, meaning having to make new friends. And the job that he had, we lived on the economy, so we weren't necessarily on base. I still felt isolated due to the hours that my then husband was working. I wanted to go back to work after our youngest daughter was in first grade. But he found me a job where I had to go back to work the last semester of my youngest daughter's kindergarten year, which I was not really happy with, but it did get me into the federal service, which is now one of the retirement checks I have in my retirement. So even back then, my higher power was looking out for me, even though I wasn't making any contact with him at that time. I was working a job that I really didn't want, and doing a job that I just thought was awful. And to me, it wasn't worth all the stress. After childcare was paid, and then all the fast food we ended up picking up because I was just too busy or tired to cook, I didn't think it was just it did it just wasn't worth it. I didn't get hardly any help from my then husband because he worked 10, 12, 14 hours a day usually. I was exhausted and stressed, as well as he was too. One day, while at work, when I was on a break, I walked over to the vending machine and got a candy bar. And that was all she wrote. Then the eating was totally out of control and the weight started to pile back on. It took me about 25 years or so. And after 38 and a half years of being married and being told we are getting a divorce, to find my way back to OA. I now realize that I was just dieting with group support the last time. I asked someone in my home meeting, my in-person home meeting, to be my sponsor. She kind of scared me a little bit, but that was exactly what I needed. I remember her talking, and it just said, yeah, that's what I need. I need her. I remember seeing her big book with all the highlighting and the notes that she had in the margins and thought, wow, I want a book. I want it to look just like that. And guess what? Mine also has a lot of highlights and notes in it too. I had to switch sponsors, but now I have another great sponsor, and I've gone through the steps. I have peace and serenity like I've never known in my life, and I'm at peace with my food plan. I eat three measured and/or weighed meals a day with no snacks, no white flour or processed sugars. I call my sponsor every day. I attend an in-person meeting weekly, and I try to make as many Zoom meetings a week as I can. I am our inner group rep for our in-person meeting, and I'm also a sponsor. I make my outreach calls, I pray, and I thank my higher power every day, usually multiple times a day, for all the wonderful blessings that I am enjoying right now. 2 years ago, when I was getting divorced, I had no clue if I was going to be able to afford to take care of myself without having to go back to work after retiring from federal service. But so far, everything seems to be falling into place. While this was not the retired life I was planning on, it is turning out to be pretty good. Real good, actually. I had a lot of friends that, when they heard what happened, came out of the woodwork and just really showed me how much they cared about me and how I was just not alone. I have said, I am not sure what made me go to my computer and Google OA meetings near me that day. But now I realize that once again, it was my higher power looking out for me. And my higher power is the one who nudged me over to the computer to do that. And for that, I am grateful. I'm grateful for my higher power, my abstinence, my OA meetings, my OA fellowship, my friends, for my doctor listening to me and referring me to the nutritionist when I asked her to. The doctor and the nutritionist for understanding when I say I'm a compulsive overeater. My doctor's a little bit more understanding than my nutritionist, who I told that yes, I am going to weigh and measure my food, and no, I cannot eat anything in moderation because it was obvious that I didn't know what moderation was when it came to food. When then she told me to have, well, just have a small slice of this, or you can have this once in a while. I said, no, thank you. I still am not going to eat that. You can tell me whatever you want. I do not take any of this for granted. Every day is a new day, and I'm only going to focus on this day. And if I do my part, my day will fall into place just exactly according to the plan. My higher power, OA, my OA fellowship, all the meetings, phone calls, texts from all over the country have saved my life. I have been abstinent for a total of 580 days, or about 19 months. And I only know that because I had to look it up on my app before this meeting, because the only real important day of abstinence for me is today. That's all I can worry about is today. And since being back in OA, I have lost about 66 pounds in recovery. I was actually much heavier before when I came into OA, but I've had lost weight on and off before coming back, having surgeries, being able to exercise, not exercise. I have lost huge amounts of weight multiple times in my life. I have damaged my body physically. I've had a stress fracture of a hip when I was on active duty, and that was when I was on normal weight, but I was running excessively, and I was also not eating healthily. However, I have had both hips replaced, one knee replaced, and I'm going to have to get my other knee replaced probably before the end of this year because of all the damage that I caused. I abused my body both physically and nutritionally by not eating what my body needed and by all the excessive exercise. A couple years ago, I would have been so happy just to lose the weight, but my state of mind, the serenity that has come over me, is so much better than the weight loss. A couple years ago, I wouldn't have ever thought I would have been able to say such a thing. But it's true. Turning over my problems, praying about them, having the patience to hear what my higher power says about them is a concept that, as a person that used to be a planner like I used to be, who had to have all things worked out in my head and multiple contingency plans just in case things went wrong, I would have never believed I would have been able to sit and pray about something and listen for the answer. I have trust in my higher power, and I have faith that things will work out that the way they are supposed to. Not necessarily at the way I want them to, but the way they are supposed to. I'm learning that it doesn't matter how much I force something, if it's not in the master plan, my higher power's master plan for me, it just isn't going to happen. I want to touch on sponsoring. I was terrified when I was told to start putting my name out there as an available sponsor and get somebody to work with. But it has turned out to be such a rewarding experience. Even though the first few sponsees that I had didn't work out, maybe it was me or maybe they just weren't ready to hear the message. I do not know. I wish them all well and I pray for them daily, hoping that they are getting the relief that they need and hearing the person that they need to hear. I want to thank you for asking me to share and being here to listen to me. I still feel like a newbie in the program, and I still don't really feel like I'm experienced enough to answer questions. But if you have any, I'll try. I pray that something I have said will help someone the way that people helped me. When I was at Dumpster Fire sitting at that meeting and listening to all their stories. And I really need to apologize to my home group for those first few weeks that I was there while I was still eating sugar and talking like a crazed person. But I heard what I needed to hear, and I was desperate. I wanted what they had, so I tried what they were doing. And with that, I know I talked fast, so I'm done and I'm sorry. So, thank you all for being here.
Oh.